At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
EAGLES. Eagles.
It's a good morning, Eagles fans, as training camp officially kicks off today with the Philadelphia Eagles taking the practice field. Welcome in, everybody. It's great to see all of you guys in here as we've all been waiting for this moment. It's been a short offseason, but a very long offseason after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and then we reign as champions. Yesterday, the team reported to camp, and now today they are on the practice field. You notice today I have no John McMullen with me this morning. Our nighttime show, our Birds 365 show, will be a nighttime edition today from 6 to 8 p.m., and I'll have you live this morning from about 8 to 9 p.m. We'll kick around all the different talking points of camp. One last camp preview. Nick Sirianni will set to speak at 9:30 a.m. today, and then they're on the practice field. So one of the reasons they're on the practice field very early is obviously because of the heat in the area at this point. So Johnny Mac is already down at the NovaCare Complex, and because it's day one, everybody, because it's day one, John has all the credential things to get. He has all the things to deal with. It's like back to school for the reporters too. You know, you got to go and you got to, and when you were in grade school, you had to meet your teachers and figure out your homeroom. Now John has to get his credential and get all the things he needs to have a successful season down at the NovaCare Complex. So he's doing that. The thing to look forward to moving forward through training camp is that John will join me by phone every morning. So I'll talk to John every morning for about 25 to 30 minutes by phone, pre-practice on this show right here. And then we'll have a nighttime edition of Birds 365 anytime the Eagles are at practice or anytime there's a media availability at practice. That is when we will have nighttime editions all through training camp. So I believe it's today and tomorrow. So Wednesday and Thursday this week, I will have this show in the morning, Football 24/7, we'll call it. And then in the evening, we will have our Birds 365 tomorrow as well in the evening. So Wednesday, Thursday this week, and then I think it gets pretty crazy, guys. You know, the schedule changes every week, so I'm just looking at it right now. So again, Friday, we're back to 8 to 10 a.m., and then Saturday, we'll have some content. And then next week, you have Monday, Tuesday, they're off on Wednesday, and or at least there's a walkthrough on Wednesday, closed to the media. And then Thursday and Friday. So 4 days next week, guys, we will have a nighttime edition of Birds 365. So stay tuned for that. I just wanted to alert you guys all to that because the schedule changes. I don't want anybody to be like, where's Birds 365? What happened? Nothing happened. Just the schedule, the way it's working out. So we'll have nighttime shows and I'll still have plenty of content, all the different clips coming. And then we'll talk to John in the morning as well. So I'm fired up, everybody. I mean, they're reporting to camp today. Jalen Hurts showed up yesterday, fresh in his Jordan gear. I mean, I had to pull out a pair of Jordans after seeing that. Holy moly. So the whole team reported. They're doing all their pre-camp, marketing materials, some of those things that they have to do. So looked like they were doing some of that. And I think we'll see a lot more today now with camp kicking off and with them getting on the practice field. So there's a couple things I want to talk about here, and we'll talk about them all together. I'll take some of the comments from the great people in the chat. It's good to see all of you guys in here. Joe Witt, what's going on, my brother? SMD Eagles, what's going on? Hope you're doing well. Rizzy Scott, what up, Rizzy? My boy Curtis is in here. What up, Curtis? Wilfredo, what's up, Wilfredo? Deshae is in here. What's up, Deshae? Bird Gang Girl, what's up, Bird Gang Girl? Good to see you. Joe Dunn, I saw you say something, Joe. Let me get to you real quick. 33 years young today. So yesterday, we had the great Texas T's birthday as the Eagles reported to camp. Happy birthday, Texas T. And then today, it's Joe Dunn's birthday as the Eagles have their first practice. Is that good luck? I think it's good luck when Jacob Nation is celebrating birthdays. all right, as the Eagles kick off camp. Diego, what's up, Diego? How's everybody doing? I'm fired up. If you can't already tell, I'm jacked up for this team to get back. You know, it's one of those off seasons where I will admit, as somebody who works in the business, not that you don't want it to come, but it does change a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I work all day no matter what. But when the season is here, it's a little bit more of an intense morning, noon, and night. I don't have much time to do anything. But, man, was I excited for this season to start, guys. I was so excited for this season to start. I was saying to my guy Gary this weekend at the NASCAR event, and Gary's one of our great supporters here on Jacob, who was kind enough to send me to that NASCAR event. And I'm talking to him in the pit box, and I'm like, yo, Gary, I really feel different about this Eagles team. And not just this year's team. I'm talking about the core of where we are with Nick, with Jalen, with Howie, even with Jeffrey Lurie, with the way he's operating, with everything that's going on right now in the core of the team. It feels different to me. It feels special to me. And it feels like they embody all the things you need to have consistent, sustained success. And I think it starts with the quarterback. I really do, guys. I mean, look, talent is one thing. Talent is an awesome thing to have when you play in the NFL. But talent is not everything, especially at the quarterback position. You know, and the most easy comp that we talk about all the time is, well, if talent was everything, Aaron Rodgers would have the 7 rings and Tom Brady wouldn't. You know, and I think Jalen, I truly believe this too. I truly believe that Jalen possesses all of the traits that you would dream of your quarterback, your franchise quarterback having. All of them. He possesses them on the ones outside the football field. And I think they're just as important. And I know some people will say you're crazy for that, but I really believe that, man. I think you have to have the traits about you to be able to attack these seasons, to be able to understand the grind, to be able to understand the approach necessary, to be able to ride the ups and the downs of the season. I think we have that in Jalen Hurts right now, and I'm super excited. You know, it's one thing to feel like an Eagle homer, be like, hey, we're going to win. We win every year. Yeah, we're going to win it. You know, we all say that every year. This is different. It doesn't feel like that to me. You know, I've always been a very objective viewer of any sport. You know, even the fan teams I've been fans of, even the Eagles in my younger days, you know, where we never won. And I used to always say, we're not going to win. You know, we're not going to win. We never win. And now it's just this team has taken on an entirely new personality, okay? An entirely new personality that gives me a sense of confidence in the team I don't think I've ever had before. And I know it's coming off a Super Bowl, so it's easier to say now, but even just look at the last 3 years. Look at even the collapse in 23. I mean, we talk about the collapse of 23 like we were 2-15. We were 11-6. I know it looked bad in the end, but boy, is that our down points that we win 11 ball games? You know, SMD, that's a perfect phrase. Elite culture here in Philly. And in my opinion, SMD, it starts with Jalen Hurts. I truly believe that. It starts with his mentality. It starts with his approach. It starts with winning is the only thing that matters. It starts with him sacrificing, right, the personal accolades for the team success, right? You think it does? You think Jalen doesn't hear all the team? Oh, he throws for 2,900. Oh, he doesn't have to do anything. Oh, he's got Saquon. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit. You know, now we give a shit, which I get, but it starts with him. Couple that with Nick Sirianni, and I think this team is in a really special spot right now. So a couple of things I want to talk about. Let's get into some of them right now. Overall camp outlook, guys. Something I want to discern from John, and John won't really give us this because this isn't John's style, but I try and listen to what John says and gather this myself from it. What's the vibe of camp, right? What's the vibe of camp? I've gotten really, and I know that's a goofy word. I know everybody uses that vibe word, and I'm not trying to be that, but I think it does matter, especially coming off a Super Bowl win. And everything I heard so far, you know, they put out that unscripted of Sirianni when they came back a little bit ago, and Sirianni gave that perfume quote, and it sounds like right now that they have the right approach. Now, what's the vibe in the locker room? What's the vibe amongst the players? How is everybody approaching camp? It seems like they're approaching it with the right way. They all still seemingly have a chip on their shoulder. They all still seemingly understand that winning is the only thing that matters. And I think that's a very important thing, but it is something I'll be looking for at camp here. Okay. What is going on with camp? And again, if I ask that to John, he'll laugh at me. Oh, what do you mean? What's the vibe of camp? So you got to listen to what John says. You got to discern what John says and figure out what is going on behind closed doors. Because, you know, reporters, they don't look at stuff like that. They don't care for stuff like that. It's like the same guys who could, you know, say Jalen's the ninth best quarterback in football because the only thing they give a shit about is how good his arm looks on film. And that's not the only thing that wins. That's not the only thing that matters. So same thing here, I think, applies to that as well. The other thing I'm looking at here is there's obviously, as we've talked about, and I'm going to take a bunch of comments from the great viewers in just a second. I just want to get out a couple thoughts, a couple topics, anything you guys are interested in, you let me know. The other thing that's obviously happened on this team is the youth movement, right? The youth movement that this team has embraced. And, you know, it's one thing to embrace youth. Howie took it to a whole nother level this offseason. He took it to a whole nother level this offseason. You lost Brandon Graham and Darius Slay. They were kind of your two old heads. They were your two unks on the roster, if you will, and you replaced them with all guys on rookie contracts, right? You got Quinyon Mitchell replacing Darius Slay. You got Cooper DeJean, and you got Keely Ringo, presumably. And the oldest guy in that room is now Dory Jackson, who I believe is 29 years old and obviously doesn't have quite the experience or even close to what Darius Slay has. So there you go, a youth movement right there. You move up to the front. You lose Brandon Graham, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Jalen Carter, Moro Ojomo, Jordan David. These are all guys on the rookie. Every single guy I just named is on the rookie contract. Every single one. Now, there is pros to that, but I think every Eagle fan is smart enough to say, there also could be downsides to that. Did we go too young? Now, I don't think they did because I think the young guys that they have are a special group of players. But it's fair to wonder that. So my eyes are on that, the youth movement, right? The youth movement. What does that look like? How are the young guys progressing? How are they preparing to handle the bigger workload, the more pressure that they have on them this year? And that's another big thing that I'm looking for this year. Now, I do feel pretty good about it, but, you know, you do have the questions. Who's going to take on leadership roles, right? Brandon Graham, in my opinion, you know, I made this comment the other day on the show. And I don't know, let me know what you guys think of it. Brandon Graham, I think, is an underrated loss last year. And I know obviously people are like, well, obviously you lost Brandon Graham. He's a 15-year Eagle. He's Mr. Eagle himself. He's a, you know, a two-time Super Bowl champion here. I'm talking about everybody would look at Sweat and Milton and the guys who started and played the majority of snaps and say, those are bigger losses than BG. And on the football field, yes, they are. Yes, they are. But Brandon Graham, in my opinion, provided a whole sense of leadership, a veteran, of experience, of understanding the city and the team and the culture and the fan base and everything that comes with it. So I actually think Brandon Graham, man, was a big loss this offseason. So that's one of the things I'm very interested in is how does the youth movement replace some of those guys, some of that leadership, some of that veteran presence that the roster had last year. I think they're good from a talent standpoint, but I do think some of those other things will matter, and then my eyes are on that as well. So Joe Whip checks in. BG is still around the team. Joe, I think so too, man. Obviously he's going to be a little bit, but I was thinking the other day, I'm like, I think they should hire BG. Like, I think they should make him a coach of some sort of on-field guy who can still provide that leadership. Because you got to remember this about Brandon Graham. It's one thing to play 15 years. Darius Slay played, I don't know how many years in the NFL, 13, 14, 15. He's obviously had the career he's had. We love him here in Philly. He won a Super Bowl here in Philly. He's arguably, I guess you could say, he could be going to the Hall of Fame. Maybe. I don't know about Slay, but maybe. He's on the brink, I would say, right? And it's another thing to have that. It's a whole other thing to have Brandon Graham, drafted by the Eagles, really struggled his first 3-4 years, almost got traded. The fan base was out on him completely. You go through all of those lows. You ascend as a great player. You reach the pinnacle with a strip sack in the Super Bowl 52. You win the Super Bowl because of that, or in large part because of that. You're kind of the man on the mountain for a while. All right. You have you then have a great next 7-year run or 8-year run, whatever it is. And you experience the success the team's had, and you close your career with a second Super Bowl. I mean, he's experienced everything that it means to be a Philadelphia Eagle. You're going to have fans on your ass sometimes. You're going to have fans praising you sometimes. You're going to have good seasons. You're going to have bad seasons. Like BG experienced it all. So when Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt and Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean or Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean, when these guys go through the inevitable ebbs and flows of a football season, the inevitable ebbs and flows, Brandon Graham is right there to provide a voice of reason, okay? A guy who's been through it, a guy who's walked through the fire. I'll use a Jalen Hurts quote. I didn't walk through the fire just to smell the smoke. Woo! So I think Brandon Graham is a massive loss, but I still feel confident in their ability to replace, but it's one of the big things I am watching here at the start. The next thing I'm watching, and we will obviously get into the defense, and we'll talk about the players and the replacements on defense. But the next big thing I'm watching, guys, is coaching change. The coaching change. All right, I know I feel good about Petullo, I will say, but we have had a lot of movement there, almost so much that you can't just turn a blind eye to it. Now, I think it's been a pendulum where when you first started changing the coordinators a lot, it was affecting Jalen Hurts a lot, or more so. More so. Now I feel like with each change, every single freaking year, with each change, Jalen has gotten a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more used to it. He's taken a little bit more ownership of the offense. And I think that's a good thing, by the way. I mean, you have a Super Bowl MVP quarterback. You have a guy who has progressed and developed the way he has. And you want him to have more control. Like, I don't want a coordinator coming in here and saying, all right, Jalen, do this. All right, Jalen, you know what I used to always say last year, guys, and for those who've been watching me for a long time, or at least since I've been on the air, you know I always say this. Ready? Jalen, here's your box. Now play inside of that box. I don't want that. I don't want that. I say that all the time. Don't put me in a box. Don't put Hurts in a box. And allow him to continue to develop and grow at the line of scrimmage. And I think you saw that progress last year so much, especially from week one to week 20, week to whatever the Super Bowl was, week 21, maybe you want to call it. I don't know what it was. But I believe that that is a massive part of this. And that's why I'm interested in Petullo this year, because what is unique about this new coordinator change as compared to the other ones in the past? Like even Kellen Moore just a year ago when he was hired, remember, because we were coming off the collapse, there was a large amount of pressure and a large thought process that Kellen Moore was going to come in and fix the offense, right? It feels different this year. It feels much different this year. It feels like Kevin Petullo and Jalen have worked hand in hand for the last 4 years. Kevin has seen Sirianni call plays. He saw Shane Steichen call plays. He saw massive success in 22 with the RPO. He saw 23, you start 10-1, and then you collapse in 23. And then he saw 2024 where you hand the ball to Saquon Barkley, you rely on the offensive line, you limit your turnovers, and you make the plays from the pocket when you need to make the plays, and you win a Super Bowl. So he's seen all of the stages of Jalen Hurts' career so far, all of them. And I think that's a good thing for both him and the quarterback. And I'm curious to see what that looks like this year. I do happen to think that Kevin Petullo will be a success. I do not fall in the Angelo Cataldi, Cilio camp of, oh, Bobo Petullo. And there's a process. There's progress. You learn things every single year, no matter what age you are, no matter how much you've been around. And I think the Eagles have the process down a lot more down pat now than they did in their previous hires. And I think in large part that's due to Jalen Hurts taking more of that on himself at the line of scrimmage. I mean, remember, Jason Kelce was here when Hurts started his career. Now, Jason was a great player. Jason is a Hall of Fame center. I love Jason very much. But certain things that Jason did 100% slowed down Jalen Hurts' ability to grow as a quarterback, to handle things at the line of scrimmage, and to own the offense, to take ownership of the offense. So that's what I'm most excited about, but I am interested to see how the quarterback.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Coordinator works in with Jalen Hurts, so I think that's a big part of it as well. But I am pretty confident. Flex says I'm confident in the OC this year. Flex, I'm with you, brother. I think so. JD checks in. He says, I think play calling will be a collab with Kevin and Nick. Wouldn't surprise me to see Nick more involved. I don't think Nick will be more involved this year. I think in this same amount as last year. JD, I really think that Jalen is gaining more and more autonomy every year. And I think that's a good thing because coordinators might change. Coaches might change. Quarterback coach will probably change if you look at the history. Receivers will probably change. Running backs will probably change. The one guy that will most likely stay the same, okay, barring a big injury, barring something catastrophic, obviously, for the next 6 to 8 years, let's call it, is going to be the quarterback. So if you want consistency year to year in the offense, the quarterback should be in control. Did anybody ever say, you know, the Patriots offense was Josh McDaniels? You know, no, it's Brady. So Jalen has taken more of that on, and I think that's a very good thing. So I'm pretty confident, JD. I don't think Nick takes more of it this year. SMD says, amen, Zanner. He got better once Kelce left. SMD, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Look, I love Kelce. You know, I love him. I'm not trying to slander the guy. I'm just objectively looking at what our quarterback was when he was here and what he's become since he left. And I think it was a positive for Jalen to have him take more of that at the line of scrimmage. So I'm excited for that. I'm very excited for that. Let's get to some super chats. I appreciate everybody today. Eagles, camp has begun, everybody. Camp has begun. Yo, King DV, what's up, dude? I saw you follow me over on Twitter. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. Prince Swayze with 10 bucks checks in. Thank you, Prince. You know, I love you, brother. He says, I'm perhaps a bit complacent, but I have strong faith in this team and no concerns about the season. Jalen has that look, and we have Saquon. Guys, we possess everything we lacked in the leadership. Well, Prince, I don't know if you're complacent. I think the human nature, I mean, you heard John talk about this, the human nature of success is you get, to some extent, to somewhat degree, you take on a level of complacency. Some of it can be bad. Not all of it can be bad, or not all of it will be bad. So I don't know if you're complacent, Prince. I think you're confident. I think you're trusting what your eyeballs have shown you. All right. This is the best 4-year run maybe ever in the history of the franchise. Prince, I don't know how old you are, I don't know how long you've been a fan, but are you complacent or are you confident based on the results that have been put on the field? You know, I talked about this yesterday a little bit in Xander time for those who heard it. And for anybody who missed it, I'll re-explain. Like, do you want your eyes to be right about how you assess talent and thoughts and emotions and the quarterback and the coach? Or do you look at the results and say, what the fuck? Who cares what I think? The results are right there. I don't need a question. I don't need a wonder. The results are right there. Jalen Hurts is what, 50-20? You know? I mean, Abe says, my eyes. Well, Abe, the results matter far more than what your opinion is, Abe. I'm sure you're smart enough to know that. oh, Jalen doesn't have a good arm. Well, he's 450-20. Do you really give a shit or do you want to win? You know? So results are far more important than anybody's opinion, and I think that's true. Now, Curtis checks in. What up, Curtis? Z, I don't think we have really seen that pay off fully for Jalen, but I think that's coming this season. Oh, I agree 100%, Curtis. Last year was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Curtis, look, I know people call me the Eagle Homer on the channel and all these things. I don't really give a shit, all right? I don't really give a shit because, one, I know who I am, and two, I don't really care. Whatever. I'm an Eagles fan. Yes, I want them to win. I'm optimistic that they'll be successful. But it's not for bad reason, all right? It's not for faulty reasons, all right? And you looked at Jalen last year, Curtis, and again, week one to week 20, entirely different quarterback at the line of scrimmage. So I agree it hasn't paid off fully yet. He's still improving in that realm. And that's part of the reason, Curtis, of why I have him in the MVP combo this year. You know, one of my bold predictions was, and I'll load it back up for those who know, Jalen Hurts will finish top three in the MVP voting. It's my first bold prediction. You guys want to see them? There's my 10 bold predictions. Jalen Hurts, top three in MVP. Eagles will win first back-to-back NFC since 04. Eagles will win 13 games. Defense will finish top five in the NFL. Cowboys will beat out the Commanders for second in the NFC East. Jalen Carter and Zach Bond will be first team All-Pro. Josh Uche will be the best bargain signing. Jalen Hurts will throw for 4K and 30 touchdowns. Defense will have more sacks than they did in 24. And the Eagles will repeat as Super Bowl champions. I know, they're bold. That's the point. That was the exercise. Bold predictions. So there's a reason I had that. I'm very confident in that. Carlos, I'll get to it, brother. Stand by. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go Birds, baby. Woo! I love it. Thank you, man. I love it. I appreciate it. Carlos checking in. What's up, Carlos? Sorry, man. I was getting to him. Don't worry. I always get to all my super chats, Carlos. I appreciate it. Pull up Lamar's stats and Jalen's. Why is Jalen graded different? Well, it's the eye thing, Carlos, right? Lamar does these wow things. Lamar has the athleticism. Lamar, you know, and look, I'm not gonna sit here and take away from Lamar in order to promote my guy. All right. They're both great quarterbacks. They're very different. They have very different personalities and skill sets. They do things differently. Both of them have different strengths and weaknesses. And in my opinion, I'll take the guy that when those lights have gotten bright two times in the last 3 years, he played his two best games in his fucking career. Does anybody really think that that's a coincidence? Like, do you really believe that it's a coincidence or a one-off that our quarterback played two of the best games of his career in the Super Bowl? Like, dude, that's not anybody that's played sports at any fucking level knows that that's not a coincidence. All right? Some people shrink. Some people elevate. Jalen has proven to elevate at every level. But, you know, in the comp to Lamar, I get it. Look, Lamar is a special player. I'm not going to sit here and, again, I don't need to degrade or downplay who Lamar is in order to give Jalen his credit. They're graded very differently. A lot of it comes down to what I said earlier, Carlos, with people care about the eye. People care about what they see a lot more than they care about the results. Well, I don't. I don't, Carlos, and I would encourage you to be the same. Okay? I care about what the results are. What are you producing? What does your record show? What can I walk away with based on what you did on the football field? Is it a sense of, oh, did you see that throw? Oh, did you see the 4,600 passing yards? Oh, my gosh. Look at how good our stats are. Wow. He can really throw the ball well. I don't give a fuck about any of that, Carlos. I don't. Look at the results. But what is he, 50-20? Let me look up what Jalen's career win. Jalen Hurts' career record. So not including the postseason. Is this right? 49-27? Doesn't sound right. 49-27, is that correct? Let me look. 4-10-1, but that no, see that they included the 10 losses from his I have to see what his actual record is. Well, it's like you think it wouldn't be that hard to find somebody's career record. Like, what the heck? Should type it in and AI should pop up. This is the career record. Career win percentage. 49-27-1, 65% win percentage. All right, add in the playoffs, and it's probably better than that. So Jalen is obviously a very good winner. All right. Very good winner. Xander, forget that. Instead, Jalen, look at Jalen. He consistently shows up in the most competitive games. No doubt, Prince. No doubt. Look, I don't give a shit what any pundit says. I don't give a shit what any objective reporter says. I don't give a shit what Cilio says. I don't give a shit what anybody from PFF says. I don't care what they say about Jalen Hurts. I don't care. I don't care. They're never going to give him the credit that he deserves and that he's earned. But we can in Philly. We can. And we will. And he reciprocated that right back to us by giving us a parade on Broad Street last year, which I'm sure many of you were at and were a part of, as was I, which was a beautiful day. Probably one of the best days of my life. Literally. Broadcasting right next to Broad Street. Are you kidding me? On the big truck float, all right, with my dad and my sister and my girl and some of the great people I had from Jacob Nation out there. It's one of the best days of my life. One of the best days of my life was that parade. You know, have your list, have your opinion, downplay them if you want. Get on them if it makes you feel better, if it makes you think you're more an objective analyst, whatever. Give me the success. JD says, what's up, JD? J-Mac down plays it, but these first few days are important for new guys. First impressions with coaches matter. It's human nature. JD, 100%. 100%. No doubt. And you're right. John does downplay that. He downplayed that at rookie camp. He'll probably downplay it again. I don't know what you want. It's practice. You don't see that much. No, it does matter. I agree, JD. I agree. 100%. Vincent checking in. What's up, Vincent? Good to see you in here, brother. I'm not sure if you're new to the channel. I don't know if I recognize the name, but that could be because YouTube changed all of our names around. Thank you for being here, brother, and thank you for the $5 super chat. Are we going to talk about Davis's weight loss, or are we skipping the topic this year until he delivers? Well, I think there's a little bit of both there, Vincent. You know, the Jordan Davis conversation is very interesting because it's like, you know, I saw this somewhere. And I forget where. I'd like to give him credit, but I saw this and I'm like, that is so damn true. That is so damn true. Because Jordan Davis, just like you can say you can't care about sacks with Jordan Davis, right? You know, why would you care about sacks? He's a nose tackle. His job is not to go get sacks. So you looking at sacks is not a fair way to quantify what he does on the football field. I agreed 100%. Well, why can't we say the same thing about snaps with him? Like, he's a run stopper. He's a run stopper. He's a nose tackle. In a perfect world, you do not want a nose tackle playing a lot of snaps. That means he's not doing a good job. So, you know, even me, and I've been guilty of this. Well, Jordan Davis only plays X amount of snaps. Are we sure he's worth the money? And it's like, how can you look at a nose tackle? And look, I know that people have their issues with Jordan. I get it. He was the 13th overall pick. Did he live up to that? I get it. That's all a fine conversation. I understand. But how can we look at that player and say, he didn't have enough snaps? Well, that means he probably did a pretty good job at stuffing the run because they got in pass downs quickly and could put their pass rush specialists on the field. You know? So I think the whole thing is interesting. But, Vincent, I will hold off on it. All right, but by the way, what's this picture you got? Did you guys see a picture of him? I didn't even see this picture. Let me find this picture of him. I didn't even see this picture. How did I miss this? Wow. Holy shit. Is this the picture? He's wearing the full uniform? Oh, let me see this. Let me see this. I'm going to share it on the screen so you guys can all see it. All right, there you go. There's Jordan. Holy shnikes, man. He looks like a different dude. Is that a mannequin? Yo, is that a fucking mannequin? Is that a mannequin? That literally looks like it looks like Jalen Carter. He looks like Jalen Carter. Literally doesn't even look like Jalen or Jordan Davis. That Peloton's working, folks. But now, Vincent. Now, here's the thing, all right? Here's the thing, Vincent. These are my immediate thoughts seeing that. One, well done. Well done by Jordan Davis. Good job, young man. Way to work your ass off. Way to get in the gym. Way to do what you felt like you had to do to take your career to the next level. So well done. And I can always give somebody credit for that. As a young guy who's trying to achieve success in my life, who works hard to have success and to build my business and to do the things I need to do to be successful day in and day out, anytime I see a young guy work hard and do what he has to do, I appreciate it. I respect it. And I don't care how much money they make. I love people who are like, why are you giving him praise for that? He makes $20 million. I'm like, who cares? I don't give a fuck what he makes. Still deserves credit, you know? So I'm proud of him. That's well done. It's commitment. It's discipline. It's grind. And it's consistency day in and day out. So well done on that regard. Thought number two, Vincent, on Jordan Davis. Is he too slim to stop the run now? Holy, I mean, dude, this guy looks like a fucking, dude, he looks like a different player. Can he stop the run now? Like, I hope he didn't listen to Cilio and all the other people too much and shed all that weight. And now he struggles to stop the run more. I don't think so. But I got to say, it did pop in my mind. Can he rush the passer now? There's the famous question. That looks like an edge rusher. Here's the video. Man, that is nuts. He's just as powerful. Well, you know what they say, Joe. Muscle weighs more than fat. But he's wearing one shirt now. Well, I'm excited for it. Vincent, great super chat. I'm happy you brought that up because now I've gotten a chance to see it and talk about it here on the show. Big shout out to Jordan Davis. Well done, my friend. Again, I'm not one of the people. Oh, because you're a professional athlete, I'm not going to give you any credit. Oh, yeah, thanks for doing what you're paid. All right. This is stupid take. Stupid fucking tank. How many players come into the league and get out of the league because they don't work their ass off? You know, it's still a micro, you know, sports are still a microcosm of the bigger world. Some people are going to work their ass off. Some people aren't, you know. Like JD needs a 2XL. He used to wear a 5. I don't know. The 5 could probably stop the run better than the 2, but we'll see. He's going to be faster now. I know. And Prince, he's always been a fast ass dude. Don says that pick is definitely a mannequin. I don't know, Don. There is a video of it, too. There is a video of it. Peloton work. Yo, SMD. Peloton.com order. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So that's a good topic. Shout out to you, Vincent, for bringing that up. Vincent Wilson, are you new, brother? You got to let me know. Are you new to the channel? You got to let me know. Yo, Flex, what's up, bro? I hope you had a good summer, man. Good to see you back in here. You know, I love you, brother, and I appreciate you for being here. Still a 3XL. Big guy. Well, no doubt. No doubt. He can be a 3 and a nose. He'd be incredibly valuable. No, Fleming, if he can do that, you get that is like ideal world right there, Fleming. That is like ideal world for Jordan Davis. If he can play a 3 tech and be a nose, that's ideal world right there. Big Z, that's a sharp hat. Thanks, bro. I got this at Mitchell and Ness last year at the actual store in the city. I love this hat, actually. I love it, man. Big Z, love you, brother. Summer's going well. We back to business. I'm back full-time flex. Thank you, brother. Not the same without you. I love you too, my man. I love you too. 7 sacks this year for JD. I'm not worried about the sack numbers. I'm really not. Now, that'd be great. 7 sacks would be great. I don't care about the sack numbers, though. All right? So, I don't care about the sack numbers with him. I just want him to be a productive player that Vic, when he needs him, knows he can put him on the field. All right? And I think we're going to have that. I think we're going to have that for sure. Dirty Air. What's up, Dirty Air? He says, could you imagine JC and JD at full athleticism? I don't know what Carter looks like. I don't know if Carter worked his ass off as much as Jordan Davis did this offseason, but Dirty Air, that could be a very scary duo, bro. Dirty Air, I was just telling these guys, I don't know if you were here for the opening of the show, but I was just telling them what me and you talked about in the pit car, or whatever. I don't know why I can't remember the name of that damn thing. What the fuck is it called? In the pit, whatever. I'm calling it the pit. And we talked about the team and, you know, and why I feel like they're a special team and you as well. But I think it's really, really a fun time right now to be an Eagles fan. Vulnerable checks in. What up, Vulnerable? $20 super. You guys are showing out. Let's go, baby. Let's go, Birds. Quest to repeat is officially underway. Yes, it is, Vulnerable. No doubt about it. And they got everything they need in front of them. They got the offense is back. You got a lot of great guys on defense returning. I know. I'm so done, by the way. I'm so sick, and I'm going to hold in the F-bombs because I've been dropping a lot of them this week. I don't know if I'm more angry or what, but I got a potty mouth this week. I got a trucker mouth this week. I've been good the last couple months. Now I'm talking like a trucker. Shout out to all my truckers out there. I love all you guys. At heart, I'm more like you than not, all right? But the quest to repeat. What was I about? Now I lost my train of thought. Quest to repeat is officially underway. What was I about to say? Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. Xander, the PGA at Aronimink is sold out. Yo, Joe, I got some connections to that. I'm going to try and get some. This is a hilarious comment. Joe, I got some connections for that. So I might be able to get some tickets if you're looking for some. Joe, that's one I kind of want to go to. No Diddy, but imagine JC and Davis wreaking havoc in the middle. That's a what? Yo, Prince. That's a little too far for my liking, Prince. Yo, Prince. I know you said no Diddy. I know you dismissed yourself, but a little too far on that, my guy. All right. I don't want to talk about men playing football and equate that to what you finished this comment with. That's a weird, Prince. I said no Diddy. What is that? A get out of jail free card, Prince? Come on, Prince. Are you kidding me? Pitbox. I don't know why I can't remember that. Pitbox. Yeah, Dirty Air. Thank you, bro. Gary Shoreline Sniper. What up, Gary? Is that Carson Wentz in the picture? Yo, Gary. You guys see that or is that just me? Let me get closer to that. Gary. Gary Shoreline Sniper. Reveal yourself, Gary. Is that Carson Wentz? That legitimately looks like Carson Wentz. It can't be gay. I said no Diddy, bro. All right, Prince, you're good, man. The only Diddy is Ray Diddy. That's true. Yeah, I've been called Carson plenty of times, my guy. That's all right, bro. You're looking dapper. I like the hat. All right? You're looking dapper. I like the hat. You know I'm not calling. I'm not coming at you. I'm just wondering. Holy shit. All right? Goofy ass, it's July, not June, Prince. We're already starting in the chat. It already feels like midseason. Look at Afreda. Oh, thank you, Afreda. That's exactly what I was about to talk about. I'm so ready. He says, you were about to talk about the defense. People say we aren't going to be good because Sweat and Milton. Afreda, thank you. Thank you, Afreda, for getting me back on track. All right? And I'll go back to my trucker mouth. I'm so fucking done with hearing people talk about the five guys we lost on defense like we lost five Hall of Famers that are irreplaceable and the team is fucked without them. I'm so done with hearing it. Oh, my gosh. Xander, they lost five guys. How could they ever be as good as they were last year? How could they ever do it? I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. I'm retiring it. I don't want to hear it anymore. Holy shit. God. Holy shit. It's like you acting like Milton Williams is a great player. I'm happy for him. I'm proud he got paid. Like Milton Williams was not Aaron Donald. It's like, oh my, we have Jalen Carter, who's arguably the best tackle or best defensive tackle in football. I mean, and people are talking like, you lost Milton Williams. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What do you mean? We're going to sign another guy. We're going to elevate the young guys that we drafted, and we're going to go about our business. The same thing every other football team does that loses players. I mean, Josh Sweat, Josh. Thank you, Josh Sweat. Thank you. All right. Thank you for what you did for the team. Appreciate you and appreciate what you contributed to a team that won a Super Bowl and gave us a parade down Broad Street and football immortality. You aren't irreplaceable. Okay? You're not one of these top guys. Like, you were a great player, yes. Are you going to be tough to replace? Sure. Are you irreplaceable? Are we fucked without you? No! Holy moly. Holy moly. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Prince says, we had more questions last season than won a Super Bowl. J-Mac and Sills seem to be prisoners of the moment. Yeah, Prince, I agree. Curtis says, Ajomo is the one I feel best about. Yeah, did you hear me, John, debating him yesterday? Much more interested to see how we are in the secondary and edge. Yeah, I think secondary is realistic because you do have two guys that haven't really proven anything yet, probably filling in there in Makuba and Ringo, but I still feel pretty good about them. I mean, you know, I don't – look, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Look at what the Eagles have drafted the last 4 years. Look at the guys they've needed to step up who've stepped up. You know, like – I think they've earned a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt than most teams who lose players. I mean, we've drafted guys perfect point. We've drafted so well that we let third-round picks go for $27 million on the open market because we have too many good young guys coming up behind them. That's how good we've drafted. There's not another team in the league where their third-round pick would have played themselves into a $27 million contract and they let them go. That's how good we've drafted. So, do I have faith? Yes. Is some of it blind? Yes. But, like, look at what they've done. Look at how they've drafted. By the way, another guy that's going to be an all-out effing beast for this football team is Jahad Campbell. Jahad Campbell is going to be a beast. And nobody's talking about him. I get it because of the injury, and we don't know when he's going to play. I get it. That's all part of it. I understand it's not the best thing in the world. All right, that he's where he is, but that dude is going to be a menace. I don't think you guys are ready for it. I really don't. Some of you might be. That guy is going to be unreal. We haven't seen a player like him in a long time. Him with Zach Bond. In the Fangio system with Carter and Davis in front of him, guys, he's going to be a boss. Take it to the bank. Take it to the bank, baby. Take it to the bank. Jahad Campbell will be an absolute beast. I'm sure of it. I'm 100% sure of it. Dean will be gone. He won't play till week 4 and 6. I don't know, man. I don't know. I've had some thoughts recently that I'm not entirely sure the Eagles are going to move on from Nakobe. I know they got the draft picks and Bond and Campbell and all these different things, but I don't know. I don't know. I think they like Nakobe. Now, maybe the money comes into play. Obviously, I get it, but Yeah, SMD, so true. Kelsey's gone, there goes the tush push. Cox and Reddick are gone, there goes the defensive line. SMD will never end. And then wait a second. You'll appreciate this. You'll appreciate this, SMD. Think about what your comment says. Think about what your comment says. You got Kelsey is gone, there goes the tush push. Kelsey's going to the Hall of Fame. Fletcher Cox and Hassan Reddick are gone. There goes the defensive line. Fletcher Cox is one of the best Eagles of all time. He's one of my favorite Eagles of all time. And Hassan Reddick, whatever you think of him now, had a pretty historic season when he was here in Philly. Do you think the guys that we lost this year are close to those players? Think about it. Milton, I appreciate you. You're nowhere fucking close to Fletcher Cox. Not even in the same ballpark, my friend. Josh Sweat, you were a good player. You were not as good as Hassan Reddick. It's why he was the number one guy when he was here. You're replaceable. And who else did we lose? I mean, just think about the guys we lost and think about these three names. None of them are as good as these three names. So if we can replace these three guys without a hiccup and actually even an improvement, why are we so worried about replacing Milton Williams? Like, yo, I like Milton, but like, stop. Please, stop. Stop. I'm so sick of hearing that. You lost Milton. You lost Milton. You guys are screwed. What? What? We replaced Fletcher Cox. We replaced Fletcher Cox, and you think Milton Williams is going to be harder to replace than Fletcher? I mean, Fletcher's an arguable Hall of Famer. It's like, what? You know, so I'm done with that shit. I'm done with that shit. I'm done hearing it. All right? I'm done hearing it. Saquon couldn't stay healthy at one point. Graham, too. I'm not ready to be out on Dean. Me neither, Curtis. My worry with Dean is actually not about the injuries. I know he's had a lot of them, but it's about the contract. Like, if he plays really good this year, you know, are they going to have it in the budget basically to pay him? Because they did pay Bond, and they do have some of the guys they have coming up. So it's like, you know, if he plays himself into a big contract, I'll be proud. I'll be happy for him. But I just don't know. That's my one concern there. But I don't know. We'll see what they end up doing. I trust Howie. That's the bottom line. Afraid of checking in. Xander, unless Howie is lying, he said drafting Jihad wasn't a thing to do with Dean. He said we have all the confidence in the world in Nakobe. Yeah, but that still doesn't answer Afredo. You know, they do have Trotter and Munden now behind them. They did pay Zach Bond. Like, before Bond, they didn't pay any linebackers. You know, we had a good year of linebacking with TJ Edwards and Kaiser White a couple of years back. They let both of those guys walk. So you're now talking about paying two linebackers, and we're used to them paying zero. We've already paid one in Bond, which some of us didn't expect would happen. I thought it would because of how good he played. And now you're going to expect him to play two. So that's the one thing there. But overall, I feel like we're in a good spot either way. TJ Edwards was a bum. No, he wasn't, Twiz. He wasn't as good as Bond, that's for sure. But he wasn't a bum. Makuba is a key guy. If he pulls a DeJean Mitchell, that's what's up. Slagger, if he does that, dude. If he does that, take that top five defense prediction that I had and take it to the bank. Because if Makuba has a DeJean-level rookie year or a Quinion-level rookie year, holy moly. Man, that secondary would be good, bro. That would be money. That would be absolute money. Dirty Air checking in. Given Jihad's size and the size of our linebackers currently, the way we play, I fully believe Jihad is going to be more of an edge than linebacker. See, Dirty Air, I agree, but the other thing I think that Campbell's going to give him is, remember, Vic likes to disguise things. So if you have Bond and Campbell on the field at the same time at linebacker, off-ball linebacker, and they both have the ability to play middle linebacker or play weak side linebacker, and then you can kind of remember, Vic used to show pressure at the line of scrimmage with Bond, and then he would drop back, or he would go. It's one of the things Vic likes to do to confuse opposing quarterbacks. If you have two of those players that have rush ability, have off-ball linebacker ability, have Mike linebacker ability, you can do anything. You can show blitz with Campbell and then rush Bond. You can you know, disguise, both of them coming and then neither of them go. Like, you can get so creative with the way you disguise your pressure. I mean, that's going to be crazy. Dirty Air says, check that picture I sent you. Let me get my phone. Oh, I got your text. Look how large Jihad is. Holy shit. Let me share this to the screen. Gary, thanks for the text. I'll share it up. Yeah, so Jihad was at the NASCAR event this weekend that I was at. Oh, my gosh. He is a unit. Look at him. Fucking dude's a unit, man. He's a beast. He is an absolute stone cold beast. Look at N'Kobe. Look at Big Don. By the way, who's the dude in the Trotter jersey, Gary? Did you know who that was? I couldn't figure out who it was. Look at Campbell. Look at Campbell. Are you kidding me? N'Kobe Dean looks like a shrimp next to him. He looks like a shrimp. I don't think people realize how fucking big and athletic this dude is. Yeah, Prince, that's a football player. He's bigger than Dom. Look at him. Yeah, I couldn't figure it out either, Dirty, or maybe. That's what I was thinking, the same thing. Dom's brother or something. Campbell's huge is right, Joe. I mean, that dude's going to be a fucking player. Sorry for my language, guys. It's bad. It's gotten bad. So you guys got to get me back on track. When I curse, you got to. We got to have like a swear jar or something. All right? But yeah, that dude's in good shape. Yo, vulnerable. Never say that in my chat again. That's ridiculous. Gary, what's up? Gary Wentz checks in. Gary, you know I love you. Gary Wentz checks in. Hey, Xander, what is the most important question that needs to be answered in the training camp? Johnny Mack would tell you it's the defensive ends. I would tell you it's the secondary. I want to know about Kelee Ringo and Mukuba. You know, I think two guys replaced in that secondary is a tough thing to overcome. And I think we got good guys. They're in the room, but, you know, you're going on year three with Ringo. Vic didn't use him much last year in an environment where Slay did miss a lot of time and there was opportunity to get other corners on the field. So, you know, I'm confident in Ringo. I think he's going to be a good player, but I do want to see it. I do want to see it, you know. So I think that's probably it for me, bro. It's probably that secondary. Let it rip this morning, Z. It's the start of a new season. Yes, it is, Big Mike. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Zeal says, I'm putting that guy on the edge. Zeal, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Free speech, Xander. Say what you like. No, it's more a personal desire, SMB. I don't want to be cursing, man. I don't want to be cursing too much. I know it's a part of the vocabulary nowadays, but still. Guy in the Trotter jersey is Davo. He's cool with Dom. He owns a sunglass company. There you go. Jimbo knows him. All right, Jimbo. Let me make sure I got all my chats today. Yo, Vulnerable, thanks for the $20 banger, brother. I appreciate it. Vincent checked in. What's up, Vincent? Fly Eagles Fly. Appreciate you, Fly Eagles Fly. One of our great supporters here. Prince Swayze. Prince. Love you, brother. Appreciate your support. Carlos Morris, good super chat here. We talked about that a little bit. And then JD checked in, the human nature element, all good chats this morning. So thanks, everybody, for being here. It's been fun. Wow, it's already 9:04. It's already 9:04. I know I had no J-Max. So for those who are just checking in now and didn't hear me in the open, I will give you guys just a little bit of the rundown of the schedule. So when they're on the field, when they're practicing, we're always going to have nighttime shows because – There's somebody talking at 9:30 and they're on the field at 10. John, obviously, we want to have John down there for all the practices. So we can't really do a morning birds 365. Now, after day one, which is today, we will have John join us by phone in the mornings. So we will have him join us by phone. We couldn't today because it's day one. So Normally in the morning, I'll talk to John for about 25, 30 minutes, and then we'll do this after John gets off. And then we'll have nighttime editions of Birds 365 from 6 to 8 p.m. So nighttime edition of Birds today and tomorrow. So 6 to 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow for Birds 365 with Johnny Mack. I'll always do this in the morning because I know a lot of our viewers come here. They come here in the morning. They expect 8 a.m. content. I'm with you. So I'll be here at the very least on my own. If I can get John by phone, I will. And I'll at least give you some content always in the morning because, one, I want to start off your guys' day strong. I want to give you guys the content in the morning that you're looking for. And I want to talk some birds with the great people of Jacob Nation. All right. Svelte 350 is the best thing I could see in a long time. Where is that? Where is Svelte 350? That is pretty funny, though. Once Jacob, they're not going to, bro. I'm telling you, they don't like, not unless I fire some people, and I'm not doing that. I'm not doing all that, man. Z, please get Sills doing a J-Mac impression on the morning show. Xander, just found out my mom went to the University of Miami, and she heard Sills through my phone and said, "Is that Big Sills?" I said, "How do you know? How do you know?" All right, Martin, what the fuck, Martin, you're making your own jokes about your own mama. Bro, if you're joking about your own mama, you're opening up a can of worms for other people to do as well. Come on, man. Don't send that to Big Sills. It'll go right to his head. I'm sure he's listening right now. Big Sills, that's going right to your dome. I know it. I know it. Sick mother effer. Coming. Good night, Martin. Zeal, you know who I'm talking about. They don't like Cilio. They don't like the way that Cilio does a talk show. They want everybody to praise the Eagles. You know, that's not what we built our channel on. I built this channel to have good, unfiltered sports talk. If they don't want to let me in the room because we're not allowed to be unfiltered, then fuck them. I don't really care. I'm going to keep building my business as I see fit. Yeah, I know. There's advantage to doing it and being an Eagle truther all the time and an Eagle homer and only giving them the love that they want. And you get access and they like you and blah, blah, blah. They send you some things. You know, it is what it is. I'm not in that business. So I'm not worried about it. Yeah, I'm Team Sills too. And again, I'm not going to uproot somebody's life to satisfy Bob Lang. You know? I can hear Sills' pressure release valve letting the access out of his big-ass dome right now. who cares, Anna? This channel is nothing but truth. If you don't like it, F off. I'm agree. All right? I agree. Yeah, Marcus Hayes goes through Philadelphia Inquirer, though, brother. They've been a long-standing media outlet for a long time. All right? A long time. So, Xander, good predictions for the season. Thank you, Spin Bad. That can spin bad. I feel pretty good about the predictions. I'm very optimistic. I'm very confident. But listen, I think they've given good reason to be very optimistic and very confident. I really do. I think it starts at the top right now. All right. I think Jeffrey Lurie and I think Howie Roseman are both the most optimized versions of themselves for this team right now. As an owner, as a general manager, then I think that permeates down to what I think Nick Sirianni has found his footing. And I said this yesterday on the Cilio show. I'd be curious what what you guys think of this, but you know, I said yesterday for Sirianni being as big of a goofball as he is, because we all love him. He's now a Super Bowl winning coach here, but he is a goofball, right? He does like do goofy things. You are looking at him sometimes. You're like, all right, bro. Like what was that? You're a head coach of a football team. He is goofy, but I think the combination with him and Jalen is like the perfect combo. Like Jalen is so stoic and mild mannered and normal and calm and thorough that it kind of allows Nick to be himself. And when Nick is himself, like I said this yesterday too, if you can't be yourself in any work environment or wherever you are, you're not going to be as good. You know, if I couldn't be myself on this show and you guys wanted me to, you know, put me in a box and be this type of guy or else you won't watch me, I won't be as good. The same thing with Cilio. If I told Cilio, hey, you have to praise the Eagles because Bob Lang's giving me shit, he wouldn't be as good, right? He wouldn't be as good. And the same as with Nick. He might be goofy, but it works. And I think it works. And I think that's it. That's a good thing. That's the right environment you have, you or you want with that coach, because Jalen gives him that autonomy. And when you can be yourself, I think you can relate to people more. You can resonate with people more. They can buy into what you're selling more. And I think you have that with Nick this year, you know? So it starts at the top with the owner, the GM. I think Nick's the right guy, all right, for this job right now. I think Vic Fangio obviously provided what he provided at the defense. I think Jalen is more confident, comfortable, and successful in his role and the environment of what he's asked to do and how he's asked to be the leader of the team. I think he's better now than ever, especially as a leader. And I think it goes all through the roster. So, I feel good about this team. I really do. And it really doesn't feel like it comes from a sense of false confidence or Eagle homerism. It really doesn't feel like that to me. And again, I'm not that dude. I might sound like that dude because ever since I've been on the air, I've been that dude because the Eagles have been so good, but I'm really not that dude. And I would tell you guys, if I wasn't confident in the team, I would tell you this team feels different. This team has a different sense about them, a different feeling to them, a different approach, a different mindset, a different mentality. Something that the Commanders don't have at all. James Jones, I'm not real confident in your team this year. I think you guys got older and worse. I think you got older and I think you got worse. I'm sorry. I just do. I really don't think the Commanders are that good. I don't like the moves you made. You got rid of Jonathan Allen and replaced him with Javon Kinlaw. You signed Deebo Samuel, who's well on the other side of his prime and was also a gadget player in his prime. So he's never been a traditional sense wide receiver, which means Cliff Kingsbury is now going to have to work in this entirely new part of their offense with Jaden Daniels in order to get use out of the receiver. I don't really think it's that good. You brought in Laramie Tunsil, who, everybody says Laramie Tunsil is it. Oh, he's so good. Why the heck did Houston get rid of him with a young quarterback if he's so damn good? Would the Eagles ever get rid of Jordan Mailata? No, you'd say, what the hell? Why did they get rid of the Laramie Tunsil? Why? And now he's supposed to fix the Commanders? Come on, man. Come on. I'm not buying that. Yeah, but they got way older. You're right. They got way older. You're right. This team is as cold as that fitted. Yo, Keith, is it a dope hat, but it's actually not a fitted. I wish it was a fitted. My Kango hats are fitted, some of them at least. And I actually prefer fitted better nowadays. I prefer the fitted hat. It just feels better. But this is a snapback. All right, everybody, I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate you all. So we'll have a full night show tonight. Texas State, there you are. I gave you a shout earlier in the show. We'll have a full night show tonight, all right, 6 to 8 p.m. So if you're here for both, I appreciate that extended content for you, and I appreciate your support, all right? And I'm fired up, everybody. I think we had a good conversation this morning about some of the biggest things going into camp. Sirianni's set to speak at 9:30. I think Howie might speak too. So, so John just tweeted out a picture of the press thing, and there's two mics, so Howie's probably going to speak too, all right? So I'm excited for that, and it should be good, man. Look, this is the official start, everybody. This is something that will be a long journey, all right? And it starts today. Think about all the things that we went through last year. Think about the ups and the downs. Think about the ebbs and the flows. Think about all the giveaways. Think about all the fun things we did on the channel. Think about all the intra-season things that we did. And then think about the culmination of the way it ended with the playoffs. The ups and downs in the playoffs, even the crazy Rams game, the crazy Packers game, and then the wild NFC title game where we blew the Commanders' doors off, and then the crazy Super Bowl into the parade, into the post-Super Bowl highs that we all had. It's a journey. It's a long journey, all right? It's a long journey, and it starts today, and I'm really excited about that. I'm proud of the team I'm proud of the company that we have here, the show that we have here, the fan base that we have here. And I'm excited. I'm excited to go through this process. I'm excited to see it through. I'm excited to talk about it all with you guys all throughout the year, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, the ebbs and the flows. I think they're all inevitable. They're all coming no matter what. And lock in, all right? Buckle in, because even if, and I said this yesterday, even if we're not able to repeat as Super Bowl champions this year, all right? Even if that happens, and I feel like it's going to, but even if it doesn't, it's still possible it doesn't. We got to appreciate where we are right now as a football team, because we could win 5 Super Bowls with Jalen Hurts and still not win one this year, all right? It's about the journey. It's about the era that we're in right now. Like, we went 14 years at McNabb, never won, or whatever it was, 13 years. I don't even know what it was. Like, this has been such an unreal run with this core, and it's really still in the very early stages of it. I mean, look at the roster. It's one of the youngest rosters in football. So enjoy this, because I really believe that this is an era of Eagles football that we will remember forever. Regardless of what list people put out, regardless of what people say about our coach and our quarterback, this is an era we will remember for a very long time. All right. And they've already cemented themselves in immortality with the Super Bowl last year. They've already proven it's better than all of our other moments with 2 Super Bowl appearances in 3 years. And this shit's just getting cooking, man. This is just getting cooking. And I'm excited about it. So it's really dope. It's a dope time to be an Eagles fan. It's a dope time to do what I do. I thank you all. This is going to be my 2nd year on the air. So thank you all. I appreciate you all, man. I've had great support, and you guys show up each and every day. So I appreciate that very much. And let's get this thing rocking, baby. Let's get this thing rocking. Golden era. Let's lock in. All right. A long season ahead. I love all you guys. I appreciate all of you guys for being here. All right. For those who are interested, go check out my ZK's Garage channel. I'm going to go record a video while I wait to talk to John. So I got some work to do today, midday. And then I got some Jacob work to do as well. All right. And we'll have the National Football Show live today from 2 to 6 p.m. And then Birds 365 live from 6 to 8 p.m. So thanks for checking in today. Thanks for locking in. Hit that like button, everybody. Thank you for all the super chats, by the way. They go a long way. So thank you all very much. And get your memberships in. We got more giveaways coming this year. All right. I've already talked to my guy. We're re-upping on jerseys. We got a bunch of stuff. So if you dropped off on your membership, or you want to become a member, or you're new to the channel, get your membership in. We're going to be giving away tons of jerseys as well this year again. So thank you all. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES. Eagles.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.